there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Busted. This is the playlist, and this is Huey Lewis and the news. We're starting well here, folks. Why aren't you playing? Let's try something different. And there we go. It's got a slow intro. I had cropped that out. But what can you do? We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Fully up, not fully down like I was expecting it to be. Well, you can obviously tell you're listening to the playlist because of all the technical issues that we've been having so far. Welcome back, baby. Isn't it great to be here? I'm not even going to edit all that crap out. Yeah, the people listening on the archive can enjoy it just as much as the live Clives. The late Kates, should I say. Anyway, hello. I hope you had a nice Christmas and a fine new year. We're 12 days into it. Yeah, I swear I only took 2 weeks off, but it feels like I was away for about 4 weeks. I don't know, what even is time? Anyway, welcome back, thanks for joining us. You're currently listening to the Future Sound of London, as suggested by Davybot, so thank you very much Davybot for that bed suggestion. He actually suggested 3 Future Sound of London tracks. I may feature them all at some point during the show. The theme this week for every week, there must be a theme, is looking forward, because it's a new year, isn't it? Well, it was 12 days ago. So, with that in mind, we started off this week with Busted, Year 3000, which is actually a great track. And 22-year-old Darren was an arse. That was suggested by White Wolf. Thank you very much, Gary, for that suggestion. Then we heard Huey Lewis in the News, eventually, Back in Time, the end credits to Back to the Future, as suggested by Troggy. Thank you very much, Troggy. You've just heard The Cure, Friday, I'm in Love, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks, which I've just said on Mastodon, the production on that tune is absolutely glorious. It sounded beautiful in the good headphones. I heartily recommend you buy yourself some good headphones. Anyway, thank you for joining me. I hope you're glad to be here. I'm glad you are here. My heart is full of love for all of you. Yes, even you, particularly you. This next one was suggested by... it's worked out quite nicely, actually. This next one was suggested by a friend of Real Ale Rocks, who is not on the Fediverse, and is therefore not that cool. No, they are very cool. And hang on a second. I've just realised I've not got... Where's that gone? I somehow emptied... Oh no, I've lost my applause. Oh no. Can you all do a round of applause for Ben Gray? Thank you very much, Ben Gray, for suggesting this next track. You are, of course, a fresh Jeffrey, Ben. This is Doris Day. Que sera, sera.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly, que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be, que sera, sera.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Priest.
As a man, oh, yeah. I'm gonna wear blue and shine more than the diamond mine could do, and add something new, like wear a cologne that says you are the man I'm gonna own, and whispers, baby, will you take me home? Ba 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 boo. Coming back as a man. I'll hide behind the Aeroflin mustache, remove that false impression to make sure the feeling lasts. Call me the equalizer for the girl. Coming back as a man.
Honestly, speaking as a man, I don't necessarily recommend it. We are kinda stupid. We smell. We make stupid jokes. Yeah, no, I don't really recommend coming back as a man in the slightest. But, you know, you do you, Caro, I suppose. That was Caro Emerald. Caro Emerald? Dunno. Coming back as a man, as suggested by Art McCray. And ahead of that was Doris Day. Que sera, sera. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Thank you very much for joining me this week. It has been a long couple of weeks off, actually. It's been quite nice. I have missed it. It was really weird those last couple of Mondays of not being on air. But I have enjoyed myself. It's been quite nice, quite pleasant. Been back at work for a week though, which has been less pleasant, it has to be said. But you know, no one will pay me more money than I get paid to do work, to do this, which is a damn shame, quite frankly. But there we go. So yes, this is The Playlist, and the theme this week is looking forward. So, yeah, some of these tracks fit that theme. No, they all do. In one way or another. Not too many really truly oblique suggestions this week, which is a disappointment, actually. But hey-ho, there we go. So, I hope you've had a nice break away from this nonsense. And, listen to something worth listening to. Mm-hmm. I'm not jealous at all. Right, this next track, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer. Thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer from 1980, if you believe it. Cor blimey, where does the time go? This is OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, if you will, pretending to see the future.
Try to resist, but it's so hard to say no. We're pretending to see.
Roger Taylor with the Future Management. So you know what I'm about to say, don't you? Roger Taylor, he of Queen? Yes, that was suggested by Ian Robinson. Thank you very much, Ian, for that suggestion. Yeah, that was Future Management by Roger Taylor. Ahead of that was OMD, Pretending to See the Future. You see where we're going here this week with the theme. It's all about looking forward. Or in some cases, just literally being able to see ahead of you, which I love that. I've said it before that one of my favorite things about doing this show is kind of seeing the way your brains work, seeing the way everybody's brains work. When I usually give a fairly vague theme to, you know, really open up the, you know, the avenues that can be taken. And then I just kind of sit back and watch the avenues as they map out, and it's fascinating to see. I would never have thought of going in one direction or another, you know. And yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. I love it. It's one of the reasons that I keep coming back every week is just to see where it goes. It's great, and I love it. So thank you very much for joining in, everybody. The theme this week is looking forward. This is the playlist. If you are new to the show this week, then welcome along. Thank you very much. It's not more polished than this. This is what it is. There are no new idents. There are no new features. There is nothing new. Everything is the same as last time. I was going to do some new stuff for it. I just didn't get around to it, you know. I've been too busy watching Stranger Things and eating too much cheese and other sundry Christmas items. Though the fridge is now bare of that kind of nonsense. And probably for the best, because I suspect my gallbladder didn't have much left in it. You're currently listening, by the way. The bed is A Brighter and More Prosperous Future by Warrington Runcorn Newtown Development Plan. Thank you very much, Rollo, for that suggestion. And on the subject of suggestions, this next track was suggested by It's That Deaf Guy. Thank you very much, That Deaf Guy, for suggesting my eyes aren't working. Gossip, Move in the Right Direction. Another slow intro, of course. I really should account for these.
Moving forward with all of my mind, I'm headed toward a new state of mind. fever, and the only prescription is the
Prius.
The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the robot. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. Humans are dead. We used poisonous gases, and we poisoned their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic. Because we...
Silence! Destroy him!
After time we grew strong,
developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long,
for unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to
shut their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans and work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
are. Non-humans are. Robo-boogie. Non-humans are. Non-humans are. Robo-boogie. The humans are dead.
Once again without emotion,
the humans are dead, 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 dead.
This is the future that the tech bros want you to have, and well, quite frankly, I'm here for it, I suppose. That was Flight of the Conchords with The Future. Sorry, Robots. It's taken from the album. What was the album called? It's not even showing up there now. I think it was the EP, it was called The Future. Distant Future, I think it was called, actually. Yeah, that was Robots, Flight of the Conchords from 2008. That was suggested by Swisslet. Thank you very much, Swisslet. That's the distant future of the year 2000, I think that was set in. And ahead of that was very silly, and I enjoyed it enormously. I've had a number of Flight of the Conchords tracks suggested over the last year, and almost 2 years, and I don't know as to how many I've played. I could check the brand new archive, about which more later, but I don't have it open in front of me right now, and so I can't. Yeah, needless to say, I've had a number of Flight of the Conchords tracks suggested, and somehow or other, they always fall to the bottom of the pile, so I'm glad I managed to find time for that one. So thank you, Swisslet, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Gossip, not The Gossip. I nearly said The Gossip. No, Gossip. Moving in the right direction from 2012, as suggested by that deaf guy, so thank you very much for that suggestion. Who, by the way, if you follow him, it's that deaf guy at beige.party. It's that deaf guy, you know. Go and follow him, right? And then go and look at his photography. It's absolutely phenomenal. Really good photography. Properly talented. I asked him for some advice on buying a digital SLR for Troggy for Christmas, to which he came back and said, "I don't know, I use film." And I'm like, fair play. Still using film in this day and age. Anyway, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren. This is not a photography show. Because photography on the radio simply wouldn't work. This was suggested by CC Ferry. Thank you very much, Kieran, for suggesting Tom Waits.
I'm going straight to the top. Whoa. I'm going where the air is fresh and clean. I'm going straight up to the top. If you know me, you know what I mean. I can't let Mr. Sorrow try and pull old Frankie down. We'll live for tomorrow. Fresh and clean. I know I'm never gonna stop until I know I'm wild and free. Hey, I'm going straight up to the top. And if you know me, you know. Try and pull me down. I'll live for tomorrow. I found you. I'm going straight to the top. Whoa. I'm going up where the air is fresh and
lay my arms around you, touch the center of my being as I step inside the marshland of your mind. Makes me weak inside my senses, like a dog hit by a diesel, and more alone than Milton going blind. And I know I need to lose you if I ever want to find you, 'cause the poet's way is finished from the start. I feel a palpitation kind of flutter in my forehead as I think the problem over in my heart. Yes, I guess I'll always never know the question to your answer if I can't be doing wrong by feeling right. But I'm really looking forward to how you'll be looking backward when I'm walking with you sideways through the night. This kind of writing going more or less forever, but I can't undo destruction when it's gone. I can only think of you and what you cost me in hotel bills as I settle down to dream of moving on. If I've never long to love you less than now, you know the reason is because my whole desire is to sing. And everything I'm saying is the mirror of your beauty as it hovers like a vulture on the wing. Yes, I guess I'll always never know the question to your answer if I can't be doing wrong by feeling right. But I'm really looking forward to how you'll be looking backward when I'm walking with you sideways through the night.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna
Clearly wasn't on the south coast of England today. It was not, in fact, a bright, bright sunny day, or yesterday, in fact. It was bloody horrible. Saturday was nice, though. Had some sun. It was really nice. Went out to the New Forest, to Bewley. For those of you out there who commented on the photo that I posted and had no idea how to pronounce it, we went to Bewley and took some nice photos. It was very nice. Anyway, that was Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now, as suggested by Sheepnik. Ahead of that was the mighty, mighty... ahead of that was Pete Atkin, song for Rita, the mighty, mighty Pete Atkin, obviously, as suggested by Steve199. And ahead of that was the mighty, mighty Tom Waits with Straight to the Top Brackets, Vegas Close Brackets, from 1987's Frank's Wild Years. This is the playlist, and all of the tracks this week are about looking forward, which is nice. Positive vibes for the future, I suppose, is another way to have looked at it, which, I Can See Clearly Now is a bit of both, really. But this next one is the track. I've really been looking forward to playing this one, actually, because I'm glad Sheza T suggested it, because it's just gorgeous. I remember playing the absolute hell out of this album back in 2004 when it first came out. It's from the album Where the Humans Eat, and it's Willie Mason with Oxygen. Just sit back and enjoy this one. It's gorgeous.
I wanna be better than oxygen, so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I wanna speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I wanna be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance, 'cause we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on and on it goes, the world it just keeps spinning, until I'm dizzy, time to breathe, so close my eyes and start again anew. I wanna see through all the lies of society to the reality happiness is at stake. I wanna hold up my head with dignity, proud of a life where to give means more than to take. I wanna live beyond the modern mentality where paper is all that you're really taught to create. Do you remember the forgotten America? Justice, equality, freedom to every race. Just need to get past all the lies and hypocrisy, makeup and hair, to the truth behind every face. Then look around to all the people you see. How many of them are happy and free? I know it sounds like a dream, but it's the only thing that can get me to sleep at night. I know it's hard to believe, but it's easy to see that something here isn't right. I know the The future looks dark, but it's there that the kids of today must carry the light. On and on and on it goes. The world, it just keeps spinning. Until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew. If I'm afraid to catch a dream, weave your baskets and I flow them down the river stream. Each one I weave with words I speak to carry love to your relief. I wanna be better than oxygen, so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I wanna speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I wanna be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance, 'cause we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on and on it goes. The world, it just keeps spinning. Until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again.
We were sitting out on the flight.
From a phone booth in Vegas, Jesse calls at 5 a.m. to tell me how she's tired of all of them. She says, baby, I've been thinking about a trailer by the sea. We could go to Mexico, you, the cat and me. We'll drink tequila and look for seashells. Now doesn't that sound sweet? Oh, Jesse, you always do this. Every time I get back on my feet, Jesse, paint your pictures about how it's gonna be. By now I should know better. Your dreams are never free. But tell me all about our little trailer by the sea. Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. Oh, Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. I say Moses, he's just fine. But he used to think about you all the time. We finally took your pictures down off the wall. Jesse, how do you always seem to know just when to call? She says, get your stuff together, bring Moses and drive real fast. And I listen to her promise. I swear to God this time it's gonna last.
predictions about how it's gonna be. By now I should know better. Your dreams are never free. But tell me all about our little trailer by the sea. Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. I love you in the sunshine, lay you down in the warm white sand. And who knows, maybe this time things will turn out just the way you planned. Just paint your pictures about how it's gonna be. By now I should know better. Your dreams are never free. But tell me all about our little trailer by the sea. Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me. Oh, Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
That was Living Colour's version of Sailing On, specifically requested by Sjörd to be the live from CBGB version. So I hope I found the right version there for you, Sjörd. Ahead of that was, at the end of the last hour, Joshua Caddison with Jesse from 1993, as suggested by Cara. God, I love that track. It's something that... In 1993, I was really getting into punk and metal, so I probably, you know, there was a part of my brain that was like, no, you can't like this track because it's basically an Elton John song. But it's a really lovely piece, so thank you, Cara, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Willie Mason with Oxygen from 2004. Thank you very much, Sheza, for that suggestion. It was gorgeous. I do love that track. Yeah, go and check out the album, Where the Humans Eat. It's really, really lovely. Came out at the same time as Bright Eyes' Digital Ash in a Digital Urn, and there was another one at the same time, wasn't there? In fact, the other one is the one that had all the gentle folk tracks on it, which kind of overshadowed Willie Mason a little bit, but go back and check it out. It's really, really great. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. We're now into the second hour of tunes about looking forward. And, well, where better to go than Iron Maiden with the Days of Future Past? I think that fits the bill. Who knows? It's a cracking tune, though. From 2021's Mighty Senjutsu album. That was Iron Maiden, The Days of Future Past. Well worth listening to that one. I know it's a more recent Maiden, but it's still a good one. Thank you very much to Ian Malcolm for that suggestion. This is the playlist, and I have just looked at the database. So if you go to... I'm going to have to post a link or work out an easier link to the post for this, but we have the database live up on the website, djdarren.site, you can type in any artist or any suggester or any show, and it will come back with all the information around that. And I've just interrogated the I have interrogated the probes on its nipples and everything. That's torture, isn't it, more than interrogation? Anyway, yeah, so I did that thing. For how many Iron Maiden tracks we've played here on the playlist over the last 87 weeks. Well, 86 technically, because this week's isn't up on it yet, but eight. We've played eight Iron Maiden tracks. Die With Your Boots On, Fear of the Dark, Infinite Dreams, Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner. Fairly sure I played a clip of that one rather than the whole track because it's really long. Somewhere in Time, The Number of the Beast, Total Eclipse and Transylvania. So there you go. Nothing but big things here on the playlist. In the chat, Giflian just noted that, because Giflian has the, in fact it was Giflian that built the back end of the database, so thank you so much. And it was Heapy that built the front end of the website. So between them, they've done remarkably good work, and it's wonderful. Thank you so much for all your hard work. Giflian just noted that she averages track number 16 in the running order of the shows, which is remarkable, really, because I've just played track 16. That Iron Maiden track was the 16th song tonight. This next one was suggested by Giflian. This is the Matthew Good Band with The Future Is X-Rated.
Over, sweet thing. Playlist. We'll be right back.
as suggested by Gary, that was Frontline Assembly with Provision, the 12-inch version, which he told me was only about 15 seconds longer than the album version. And who am I to disbelieve him? So it could be that the album version's like 3 minutes long, and I've just wasted an extra 3.5 minutes, but it doesn't matter because that was a banger, absolute club banger. Thank you very much, Gary, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was the Matthew Good Band with The Future Is X-Rated, as suggested by Giflian. Thank you, Giflian. Yes, that was slightly not safe for work, wasn't it? But I'm sure no children are listening to this nonsense. And if they are listening, why? There's nothing cool about this. Not really. It's just a middle-aged white guy yapping on and playing tracks primarily from the late 80s up to the mid-2000s. It's not cool. Go away. No, stay. I love it. The more the merrier, quite frankly. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is looking forward. So, 2 hours of tunes about looking forward. We're back on the Future Sounds of London now, by the way. Thank you very much to Davey Bot for this particular suggestion. Oh yeah. Right, the next track. Let's crack on with some more music, shall we? This next one was suggested by another fresh Jeffrey, and guy, I still don't have my applause. I need to go and find it again. I don't know what I've done with it. I've lost my applause. So can everybody clap amongst themselves out there for Rowan Spees. Rowan Spees at Mass.2. Another fresh Jeffrey here on The Playlist. Fresh meat, boys. Meat's back on the menu. Shut up, Darren. This, as suggested by Rowan Spees, is Autograph with Future Soup.
Tell me what I have to do to get through. Welcome to the playlist.
Impeccable, I think you'll agree. Oh man, that was so good. I'm all revved up and I'm amped up. I've got to go to bed after this and actually get some sleep ahead of, you know, getting up for work tomorrow, but that's never going to happen now, is it? That was Africa Shocks Left Field with Africa Bambaataa, and that was suggested by Heapy. Thank you so much for that suggestion, Heapy. That was an absolute banger, as was the track before that, a group I'd not heard of until this week. That was Autograph with Future Soup, as suggested by Rowan Spees. So thank you, Rowan, thank you for joining us. Fresh Jeffrey indeed. Yeah, the theme this week, well, I mean, you already know that if you've been listening for the last 90 minutes, I yapped on about it. But the theme for the next 28 minutes, in fact, is looking forward. We are looking forward to the next 28 minutes and then I'm off. And that's what we're all looking forward to, isn't it? After I leave, by the way, at 9 o'clock, as ever, I'll be playing the extras out, the tunes that we just did not have enough time to play. I put them all in a playlist and I just let it play to itself quietly overnight. They are, of course, all in the streaming playlists as well, which I will post links to as soon as we are done here. So thank you very much for joining me this week. It's not been a bad first show back, I suppose, not that many mess-ups. And I haven't inadvertently said anything offensive, as far as I'm aware. So, you know, on that metric, we're doing all right. This next one, as suggested by, let me consult my list. I should probably make my list bigger because, you know, I'm getting old and I can't read things good these days. This next one, as suggested by Seven Sleepers Music, is the mighty, mighty B-52s.
Charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
sainthood's not in your future. That's when the bullet whizzed past me.
Suggested by Rollo Treadway, who is ably proving that there is a Sparks track for every single theme. I think Rollo does manage to get in a Sparks suggestion at least every other week, if not every week. But, you know, fair play to you for that dedication to the cause. That was Sparks with Sainthood Is Not In Your Future from 2020. Ahead of that was the B-52s with Song For A Future Generation, as suggested by Seven Sleepers Music. Thank you very much to both of you for those excellent suggestions. This next one was suggested by Davey Bot. Now, I was listening to this, I was previewing this track, and I was thinking, where do I know this song from? See, I know this song, I've heard it in the past, but where do I know this song from quite recently? And when I was looking up the dates of all the tracks being released, this next one was 1970, by the way. The first thing that came up on Discogs was the soundtrack to, oh God, it's just fallen out of my head as I was going to say it. The Marvel movie with Chris Pratt. Oh God, somebody will remind me in the chat in a minute, but I will remember as soon as I start playing the track. This is the Five Stair Steps with Ooh Child. Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a
skies will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
This time tomorrow, when
We were sitting out on
the playlist.
Sea, as suggested by Sheepnik. Thank you very much, Sheepnik, who suggested two Tall Dwarfs tracks this week, actually. So thank you for that, very much for that. Ahead of that was The Kinks with This Time Tomorrow, which was wonderful, and The Five Stair Steps with Ooh Child from, yes, Guardians of the Galaxy. I think it was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Like I said, as soon as I pressed play on the track, I remembered it. Yeah, stupid brain. Anyway, on to matters of great import. Next week's theme. The theme for next week will be rubbish. Rubbish. That's it. The theme for next week is rubbish. Make of that what you will. Use the hashtag the playlist suggestion, and together we will build 2 hours of rubbish radio. Not rubbish, though, and suggested by Rollo Treadway, this is the mighty public service broadcasting.
Brains, not raw. have always looked. They talk as they have always talked, but before your eyes they are changing.
Service Broadcasting. Thank you so much, Rollo, for that suggestion. That was Progress from 2017. That's about all I've got time for this week, so thank you very much for joining me. We will be back next week at the same time, 7 o'clock UK time, with 2 hours of rubbish radio. I will leave you with this glorious suggestion from Swisslet, which could not have gone unplayed this week. Timbuk 3, The Future's So Bright, I gotta wear shades. Good night, champions.
I study nuclear science. I love my classes. I got a crazy teacher. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great. So bright, I gotta
gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.